Recorded Books and RB Digital present Beautiful Tempest by Johanna Lindsay. Narrated by Beverly A. Crick. Chapter 1. In the large townhouse on Berkeley Square, Georgina Mallory entered the dining room to join her husband for lunch. The twins, Gilbert and Adam, had just left the room, their empty plates still on the table, and raced past her on the stairs. At 14, the boys still hadn't outgrown running to wherever they were going. She'd given up scolding them for it. But now her mind was on her husband and his impending voyage, which she hoped wouldn't commence before the end of the season. So with one brown brow raised, a habit she'd picked up from him, and in a tone nearly as dry as his usually was, she said, "Another ship? Really, James, wasn't one extra ship enough?" James Mallory looked abashed for the briefest moment when he asked, "How the deuce did you find out about that?" "Your newest captain came by this morning with the message that he would be away for a few days to visit his family. He needs to inform them he has one more voyage to captain before retiring, as they had been expecting him to do." James crossed his arms over his wide chest, but he was grinning now.
"I can be persuasive, as you well know. He was selling his ship. I wanted him and his crew with it."
"But you already bought a second ship."
"Contingencies, my dear, in case I need to leave without your brothers."
Georgina tisked at her husband as she sat down next to him.
"You mean you hope for any excuse to do just that?"
"Nonsense. As long as I don't have to endure their company for the voyage, I'm quite willing."